Okay, next dinim over here are the dinim of what's called bracha chreina. When you finish eating, you have to make an after bracha. Now, there's three types of after brachas. There's birchas hamazon, and then you have what's called bracha achas me'ein sholish. Bracha achas me'ein sholish simply means it's one bracha composed of the three brachas of benching. Because again, the fourth bracha benching we learned was added later on. Okay, but not initially. Moshe, Yeshua, and David and Shlomo made the first three brachas of benching. So bracha achas mein sholish is things that are more important than very nefashis. So those foods, you make one bracha similar, mein sholish, similar to the three of benching. And then you have very nefashis. Now any type of after bracha, you can only make when you have a shiur, an amount. How much is an amount? So for food, it's a kezayis, which in our language is 1 ounce of weight. And drinks, even though there's a big machlekes about it, but the halacha is a revius, which is about 3 ounces. So if you eat a kezayis of food and you drink a revius of liquid, so then you have to make an after bracha on the food and on the liquid. But if you eat a half a kezayis of food and half a revius of liquid, it doesn't combine. Food and drink in halacha don't combine. Therefore, when it comes to Yom Kippur or other times, you know, you tell me a certain amount of food and a certain amount of drink, so then it's okay because those two, the food and drink, don't combine. Not for eating on Yom Kippur, not for brachas, and not so anything else. So, we learned already, birchas hamazon is on bread. Alamichya, you have three parts of alamichya. One is for mezainous types of things, cakes, or things that are mezainous. And then you have aloeitz valpriyoeitz. If somebody eats the fruits, the seven fruits, or basically five fruits, that Eretz Yisrael was praised with. So, chito se'era, it's the seven, but chito se'era, wheat and barley, is that's the alamichya part. So you have gefen, te'eno, rimein, grapes, figs, pomegranates, zei shemen is olives, and vash is dates. Okay? So if you eat, even not from Israel, if you eat American fruits, but it's either grapes or figs or dates or pomegranates or olives, so then if you eat enough of it, you have to make an after bracha al ha'etz val priyo etz. The third part of alamichya is a bracha achas mein sholish, is if you drink a revius of wine. All other liquids, the after bracha is very nefashis. Wine is the after bracha of wine because it's special, is ala gefen valpriya gefen. Now, if you ate cake and wine, enough of both, you don't make two separate ones. In the same alamichya, you say alamichya valkalkola valgefen valpriya gefen. If you eat cake and grapes, and raisins, by the way, and wine, so then you say, alamilch v'agalgalu v'alagefen v'apri agefen, v'ala'etz v'apri'o'etz v'alagefen v'apri agefen. Just as it says in the Siddur what to do. But you need to eat a kezayis in order to make a bracha chreina, and you need to drink a revius of liquid in order to be able to make a bracha chreina. Now, there are opinions in halacha that say if you eat a whole fruit, you have to make an after bracha even if you didn't eat enough. In other words, according to many opinions, if I have one grape, not even a kezayis of grapes, not an ounce of grapes, it might be a quarter of an ounce, I don't know what it is. One grape, but you eat a whole grape, not cut. You eat the whole grape in your mouth, according to many opinions, you need to make the bracha aloeis valpriyoeis. If you eat a whole peanut, which is adam and berry nefashis, you'd have to make a berry nefashis. You eat one cherry, according to those opinions, you need to make a berry nefashis, even though you didn't eat a kezayis. So therefore, in Shulchan Aruch it says, now the Rebbe brings this down also, you should try to be careful either eat a whole fruit. I mean, even when you eat a whole fruit, make sure you eat a kazayas of it altogether, because bottom line is, because the suffix brachas lahokel, if a guy had one grape, that's it, and he puts it in the mouth and makes it eight, but because it's not enough for bracha chreina, even though it's whole, so the halacha is, you don't make an after bracha, because many opinions say you don't, and therefore, when it comes to a doubt about making bracha, you don't make a bracha. But people should be careful. By the way, that's only though if you eat the whole grape. What happens is before you put it in your mouth, you cut the grape in half. And then you put it in your mouth, then for sure you don't have to make an after bracha. It's only if you put the whole grape in your mouth, or for that matter, even a whole raisin, which is again a whole fruit, it's just a dried grape. What?
Because wine is so big, can that mix with
no. No, no. Liquid and drinks don't mix. I mean, they mix, but not as far as an after bracha goes.
If you combine the olive and the grape together,
yeah, if you have olive and grapes, or dates and figs and pomegranate, any concoction of that, as long as you have a kezayis of all of them, then you make alo eis papriyos. But what happens if you have a half a kezayis of grapes and a half a kezayis of a cherry? So then the din is you make the lesser of the brachas, meaning then you make a bari nefashos. They combine that you have a kezayis of food. But because the after brachas are different, so you can't make alo eitz because you don't have a kezayis. But you make a bari nefashos because together you have a kezayis of food. What? Because it's in the same bracha, so it's not making any brachas in vain, so then you could say ala gefen rapi ala gefen. By the way, it's another interesting din. What happens if I'm eating a fruit bowl, whatever, and I had enough grapes or enough dates or figs, whatever, and I also ate apples? So the din is, because I'm making ala eitz on the fruits, I don't have to make a bari nefashos on the apple. You know, once I'm making alo eitz or priho eitz, not alo michya, by the way. Alo michya not. But if I'm saying, like, I had a bunch of grapes and dates and figs or pomegranate, whatever. And they also have other fruit, cherries, peaches, plum, whatever. Because I had a kezayis of the shivas aminim and I'm making an alo eitz, I don't have to make a bari nefashos on the apple. Or cherries or plums or whatever. Huh? Yeah, yeah. But if I had drinks, because again, food and drinks don't mix. By the way, it's not only that. It's not that food and drinks don't mix. If I had a kezayis of fruits of Eretz Yisrael, I had a kezayis of grapes and dates and figs, and then I also had a chocolate bar. So I have to make a bari nefashos on the chocolate bar. It's only fruits and fruits. So then the ala eitz of the Israeli, that's Israelic fruits, covers the other fruits also. But anything bari nefashos, I eat whatever, something that's ice cream, whatever. Then I have to make a bracha, a bari nefashos on the ice cream, even though I made ala eitz or bria eitz. Well, michil, whatever. Yeah, but he said you don't know if you have enough. Then you could. Okay, next. What happens? Okay, now. Next thing is like this. Oh, by the way, there's an interesting machlekes. What's the din of an egg? If I eat a raw egg, does that have a din of food? Or does it have a din of liquid? Because if you remember, we're learning about what you make a meitzi on and what you make a mezainis on. We said if the majority is water, then it's a meitzi. If the majority is liquid, which means eggs, oil, whatever. So eggs, in that aspect, are considered liquid. Because the liquid, But as far as bracha chreina, it has a din of food. Huh? It doesn't have a din of liquid, it has a din of food. And then you'd have to make, in other words, it doesn't combine with other liquids, but it combines with other foods.
But anyway, your egg is a shear, no?
Yeah, an egg is a shear. Now, next din is like this. In order to make a bracha chreino, you have to eat it in a certain amount of time. And this is very important for people that drink coffee, you know, on the go, you know. And they start off in their house and they drink a little bit and then they take it to the car. And 20 minutes later, they take another sip. And 20 minutes later, they take another sip. And 20 minutes later, they take another sip. So in order to make a bracha chreina on food or drink, it has to be done within kedei achilas pras. Now, kedei achilas pras literally means the amount of time it takes to eat a half. But what it means in practical language, the amount of time it takes to eat three eggs. Now, how much is that in time? So in halacha, you have opinions from 2 minutes to 11 minutes. If you remember, we're learning Hilchos Pesach, that you have to eat matzah in a certain amount of time. You can't just nibble on the matzah. Because kedei achilas pras is what combines the eating and drinking. So therefore, even though by drinking there's a machlekes, but Dalt Rebbe says it's also kedei achilas pras. Which means like this. If you have to drink 3 ounces of liquid to make an after bracha, and you're going to drink 1 ounce, and 20 minutes later another ounce, and 20 minutes later another ounce, and that, you cannot make an after bracha on the coffee or the water or whatever, because it's not combined. You need to be able to drink 3 ounces within 7 minutes. That's the accepted opinion for the 7 minutes. So if you drink 3 ounces within 7 minutes, so then you can make an after bracha, even though the rest of the time you're spreading it out. So therefore, it says in halacha, if somebody wants to be no questionable making a bracha chreina, they should make sure to drink at least 3 ounces within that 7 minute period. No. If you're planning to drink more, right. Once you had that after bracha the revius within that amount of time, yeah, but obviously you can't make it 3 hours late after you finish drinking. But if you're still drinking and you know you're going to be keep drinking, then when you finish at the end, you make a very nefoshes. It's, you know, it's very practical. People drink, they take water bottles, you know. So you take a sip, and then another sip, another sip, but you don't do it within 3...
But at any point before you bench, you have...
Then that's what I'm saying. That's what it says. You do that. Or any time in the middle, you make sure that you have that proper amount. What?
Within the
7 minutes. Preferably 4 minutes, but... Okay, so you need to get that, and according to the Alter Rebbe, even by liquids, by the way, there is an opinion, the Alter Rebbe doesn't hold like it, but there is an opinion, halacha, that by liquid, it has to be the amount of time it takes to drink a revius. Which means, according to certain opinions, liquid, in order to make a bracha chreina, you need to drink 3 ounces at one shot. But the Alter Rebbe holds not like that. The Alter Rebbe holds even by a revius, it has to be kedei achilas pras. Yeah. Right.
So when you wash for bread, l'chatchila, is it okay not to eat when it dies?
No, it's not l'chatchila kedai. First of all, you can't make a bracha until yadayim. In order to make until yadayim, we learned you need to eat a kebetza, which is 2 ounces of bread. If you're going to eat a little roll, you know, you wash, but you don't make until yadayim. Secondly, l'chatchila, you can't plan not to eat a kazayis of bread. Your plan has to be to eat a kazayis of bread, and that's what you're supposed to do. The dievet, if you didn't, and you got full, not from the ice cream, but from the food, lavas bandas apas, in other words, meat, chicken, fish, eggs, things like that, so then you wouldn't be, you have to bench anyway. That's because it's filling and it's made to fill you up. Now, it's another interesting shaila, by the way.
Somebody only has half the roll.
Huh?
Somebody, I don't know, has only half the roll, let's say, half the size. Just wash, you don't bench either.
Then you wash. You wash, you don't make until Sidaim, and then you don't bench. Now what happens? Okay, we'll leave one last din to leave you with a good concept. What happens? Somebody ate a half a kazayas and threw up. And then they eat another half a kazayas. So do they combine or not? So there's a whole discussion in Halacha, because the pale, many poskim hold that because the stomach doesn't benefit from a kazayas. The stomach is not benefiting from a kazayas because you ate a half a kazayas and then another half a kazayas and the first kazayas you threw up. So, but whatever. Don't do it.